Hi, everyone. Welcome to Synergy Traders number 23, Tech Wizards, brought to you by Trade Out Loud and TimingResearch.com. So we have 9 great presentations planned for you today. Some of the top tech wizards of the trading industry are going to talk to you about software, apps, platforms, and technology for improving your trading profits. So today we're going to start with Gil Ben-Hur of the Fivers.com. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to him.
Hey, thank you, David. Hello, everyone, and good morning. And we're really happy that you join up for the very first session of this day of a very interesting agenda. My name is Gil Ben-Hur. From the Five Percenters. If some of you might know our names, some of you don't. But what we're doing is in the past four, almost 5 years, we are conducting a funding traders platform of our own. And it's an evolving and growing industry aside to the financial trading industry and service providers. And although I'm representing the Fivers most of the time, today I'm going to make an overview of the whole industry, I will try to give you tools or information of how you can select your own program that fits your goals best. So let's just hop into the material and move on. So, and if you have any question, you can leave it on the chat. Really glad we'll have time to answer questions. Again, anything that I'm going to say from now on, it does not imply specific to our program. It's about the whole industry. So let's move on. So the first very basic thing that you have to figure out is, do you have the skill for trading? And if you have the skill for trading, what our mentors and educators and everyone is saying, that the great potential of trading and succeeding in trading is to actually being a self-sufficient provider of your own profits. So if you made it to be a successful trader, you have few options that you can actually benefit from. So one is, you can sell your education. You can be a mentor. You can be a teacher. You can have your own community. Or you can also fund your own trading account and grow it naturally, compound, or build your equity step by step with a lot of patience. If you find greater results, you can find somebody that believes in you and is willing to give you his capital for you to trade, so you can work as a private portfolio manager. That's up to, I think it's about 5 people that you can do so. You can find a job as a trader or as an analyst, but that will require you to actually live in a metropolitan, somehow a financial capital in your country. And then you can maybe try to sell your knowledge somehow, write books, ebooks, stuff like that, or you can sell signals, or you can mirror your trade with all these mirror trading platforms. But in the past 5 years, something very exciting had happened. Things that were already only related to the highly professional traders, that they were able to live around big financial capital cities and go and work in very big and lucrative financial institutes. Now you can do it yourself from wherever you are, from your own convenient place, and make yourself a self-sufficient trader with higher capital. So when you are a good trader, they say that the greatest thing is for you to try to compound your account, right? Everybody know about this exponential rising equity curve that we all are looking for. And we say that this is the best thing that you can do for yourself. If you find success in trading, you can actually build upon your profits and create bigger and bigger accounts and compound this. This is a theory, of course, because we are investing endless amount of time in working out our account to grow bigger, and we know how much time consuming it is for getting to that success level that we can do that, and then actually working. And then we come to that point that we have to decide whether we take some profit back home and pay for our hard labor, or we leave it in the account so we can compound the account bigger. So in the past few years, after 20 years of the financial markets that become accessible to our simple people like us, finally, there's something new in the industry. And instead of compounding, we are introducing something that is much bigger than compounding growth, which is called hypergrowth. Hypergrow your account. How is that so? If we are looking at the charts of naturally growing your account, you can actually do much faster. What does that graph represent? It represents that if you are working for people that believe in you and you are showing consistency, for every time you make a you achieve a milestone, they will give you much more than you actually earn, because they have deeper pockets and they are just waiting for you to prove that you have the consistency and the talent they are looking for, and they have all that capital waiting to be assigned to you. So that would be the hyper growth way of trading. So this is the main benefit for you to come alone and try out for being a funded trader at a funding program anywhere. And there are many different programs like that. So let's first talk about what do you get when you actually go to a funded program. So first, the funding traders programs are not financial institutes. They are not brokers. They are not IBs of brokers. They're not marketing them. They are private trading funds, and they are scouting for you, for talented traders wherever you are. And they are willing to assign their capital for you to labor on and create outstanding profits with them. They will source yourselves with high capital, so that will be sufficient, so it can provide sufficient income for both you and their cause as well. And you will be earning by a performance success commission base. Every profit that you will be making, they will split it with you. By this deal that is created between you and the broker, you actually providing the skill and the labor. The fund is providing the capital and also providing you a trading loss protection. So you can only earn, but if a trading loss is created in the account, is caused in the account due to your trading, you are not responsible for paying for this. So in that term, that you are just coming to work as a contractor, trading on the account. If you're making profits, you share it with the fund, share it with you. And if losses occur, pay for that. So that's another plus from having your own account or for trading for somebody else's. Again, and then you don't have to deposit any funds. You don't have to split the capital with the fund. They will provide everything upon your performance. And once you show consistency over time, they will hyper grow you as long as you show that consistency. So with that, you can actually hit the skies. A lot of times you would hear funding programs associated with proprietary trading. So proprietary trading is somehow this phrase was loaned by the funding traders programs to their or to our new industry, which is not true. Proprietary trading basically is a term that's created by financial institutes in the US, financial institutes that actually responsible for investing investors and clients' equities, their money. And since they were into the market instead of earning just from commission and from giving access to the markets while they are members of the exchanges, these financial institutes were creating these departments of speculators, traders can actually earn much more. So they were actually investing their investors that put their trust in them and gave them their money. Eventually, around the 1990s, most financial, the heavy regulation in the US start to prohibit from any official financial institute to provide proprietary trade, to act in a proprietary trading activity. So proprietary trading is something that is now only related to private hedge funds, and sometimes it's not being allowed to them. So funding traders program is not proprietary trading whatsoever, because these companies are private company with their own funds, and they are looking for talent to actually work for them as an individual contractors. There is no investors. There are no investors on the other side that bring in the capital for you to trade on. So you can, while you're trading for a funding program, you're actually not putting to risk any third-party capital. So you can be surely safe about this. So that was a proprietary trading. That would be something like this. And for proprietary trading, you would be need to be working under heavy regulation and mostly only on the US and the UK. So this is the two terms. And so let's back to funded trades program. So the requirements on any programs that you will find when you search for this are really simple. First, it's open for anyone. Anyone who think he have that skill, that success in trading, is open, is invited to come and try out. You don't have to bring your track record. You don't have to do an interview. Of course, you don't need to deposit the capital to trade. And then you can be fully independent on what you're doing. You can trade from anywhere, anytime you choose, and you can bring along any trading style that suits you. Anything that you were finding your success with, that would be acceptable. Of course, there are some exceptions. There are some funding programs that are related to education, to educational program. So they will probably condition that you will master their own trading way before they will assign to you capital for trading. But that's another type of funding program. But most of the funding program that you will find today will give you the choice to trade your own stock. And of course, and that's mostly related to US-based traders, there is no license for trading that is required, while for pro trading, you do have to be licensed as a trader. The reason for that is when you are a funded trader, you are an independent contractor with the fund or with the firm, and you're not associated with the money. You're not the owner of the capital that you've been assigned. You're only providing a service to that company, and that will release you from the need to be licensed or to have all these tests and preparation before you do. And believe me, as a trader since 2007, I don't see why you really have to invest a lot of time in understanding regulation and theories while trading is such a technical and tactic way of living. So you can be a brilliant trader without all these licensing stuff. So your skill is not being measured by if you have a diploma from any authority. Almost all funding programs will ask you to obtain a trading policy of any type. Usually it's going to be about risk. They will set for you your goals. They will set for you time frame. They will set for you all kind of trading conditions that you have to be aware of. And they will also set for you a stop out when that that program will end, because you cannot lose for them, for these companies, endless amount of money, right? So that's only make logic. So once you go and you start shopping for the right program for yourself, do mind for what the policy and see if that can suit your trading style. Once you are in, the benefits that you will get is, first, you will have an access to high capital for your trading account, much more than most of people can achieve in a very fast and instant way. The entry level is extremely low. Usually you get very high accounts, high capital account, like $20,000 can cost you $800 or $10,000 entry level can be only $400, and that's just a one-time payment, and after that you can grow the account endlessly and you don't have to add any cent from your pocket anymore. So just consider that if you have it, and that you're going and that you know that you're consistent and trained trader, your entry cost is very, very low. It's a fraction of what you can do. And then, of course, you would get that hyper growth for consistency. Of course, you will be protected from trading losses, and you're actually in a very short amount of time, you will be a risk-free trader. You will also be receiving payouts every month, so you don't have to make that hard decision whether to leave your money on the account and grow or take your payout. The fund is going to pay you on every period upon your performance, and whatever you were making, if you remember that chart of that hyper growth, the fund is interested in your success and is very much interested that you will make a living out of working with them. So they, like said, because they have deep pockets and their capital is waiting for talents like yourself, they will pay you for every profit that you make, but that profit that is being given to you is not going to be extracted from your progression toward the next target. So with that, you have twice the benefit. One is you're being paid, and second, it's not affecting your growth. It's not affecting your account. Your account is not getting smaller because you were taking profits out. Okay? And of course, you are an independent contractor. So if you're in the US, that's a very big plus, because you can trade different leverage that is allowed in the US. You can have all these taxes thing that are not related to investment. So you are just an independent contractor, and therefore you can just work and provide your services abroad and for all other nations in the US, in the Europe, Africa, Asia, wherever. We are hosting anyone from anywhere. It's also a great opportunity for them to be receiving global payments as contractors, and there are no limitation whatsoever because we are in a global, small global village. Okay, so when you're searching for the right program, let's talk about a little bit about the features that you need to compare when you're looking at different programs. First thing that matters the most is what market are you mastering? Is it Forex? Is it futures? Is it the stocks, options? For almost every market, there is a specialty program that will provide their services. I know that there are great companies for futures. The Fires is specializing on Forex. There are others that provide their program on U.S. equities. So it's really important for you to know that you are digging in the right program. Then you should mind the participation cost. There are two types of participation cost, maybe three. One is one-time fee. You pay just once. You your credentials, and you start working within the program. The second model is subscription. You would pay every month. You would pay something to last your participation. And the third model would be education. Is where you go and you actually buy an education kit with the whole community around it, the mentors and the teachers and the teaching and everything. And they will teach you their way of trading. And once you show that you master what they have taught you, they will give you also their capital to start trading with the same way. So these are the three participation cost model, the three ways. Again, the Fivers is only one fee payment. We don't do education. We are expecting experienced Forex traders to come along. And from that on, there are no further costs. If we talk about money, prior to that, it's how we pay you for your profits. Then every program, most of the program have qualification phase because like we said, we allow everyone from anywhere to join alone, and we don't think interviews or seeing diplomas or seeing long track records and trying to figure out if it's authentic or not, if it's yours or not, then the right way to know if you're a good trader would be on real-time trading environment. So most of the programs have qualification phase, including the Fivers. However, there are different methods of testing the traders, trying to figure out if the traders are qualified. Most of the programs will test you over a paper money, a demo account, and that can consist one or two phases that you have to show that you meet targets with some requirements over by trading for a certain amount of time over a demo account. We were the first company, and I think one of the few, that are actually giving you an instant funding from the very beginning. When you sign up, you receive a real trading account. You're not trading demo. You're trading on a real environment with real execution conditions. But it's a limited capital amount. So we're not risking a lot of you, and you're not risking a lot of your time on this, and also your money. The participation cost is very low. It's a fraction low, as low as 4% of the capital that you receive initially. And so the qualification is actually not qualification. It's a limited funded account environment, you start trading, and if you're making success and you're hitting the goals, you are already being going to be paid for your effort because it's not a paper money account. So this is our way to do qualification. I know there are more types of qualification, but these are the main. One is on a demo environment. The other one is on a real life trading account while you are encountered for being paid for the profits made. Of course, even during the qualification phase, you are protected from trading losses. The next thing which is very important to look at is the growth. Also, most programs would offer you different models of growth, so it's really a must to dig in. Some programs will give you a growth rate determine how consistent you are over time. Other programs like ourselves, we are defining a profit target, which we call the milestone, and then you have to meet the milestone, and that will get you the extra capital. So these are the models, but there are also another model that instead of giving you growth, they will give you more market buying power. They will just give you the same account, but they will increase your leverage on it. So that's another way of giving you growth. And so that's about the growth. And another thing that you need to mind about growth is how much growth you're receiving. So sometimes you will get 30% growth in your account balance and all your or you will get 5% growth on your market buying power. With the fivers, every time you make the target, you will be receiving twice the account, the initial account. So if you were trading $40,000 account and you're making 10% profit on one of our programs, that will bring the account at $4,400, then we will bring your account at that milestone to $80,000 account, and so on, 160, 320, 6,400, and then 1.28 million. That will be the final guaranteed growth rate. So growth is really much related to payout, because also because there are, if there is a payout policy that is related to how much you are going to grow, you have to be really much aware of this. So there are two things about payouts. One is if you receive payout, and when do you receive it, and how many times you are allowed to receive it within a period of time. For instance, in our program, we pay only once a month, but we pay every month if you have profits. Pay 50% of the profits that are made. 50% we keep for ourselves for our effort and maintaining the whole operation, and 50% goes for you. There are other programs that will give you 70% share of the profit or 80% share of the profit. We know that on the paper, on numbers, if you put it on table, it looks much brighter to see 70% or 80% for your own side. But remember that percent is just a percent. It's a proportion of something. So you have to calculate what is your actual money potential that you are going to bank from this. So for instance, 70% of $10,000 profit is less than 50% of $10,000 profit. So it really depends on how much buying power you have in the market with that program, with that stage, or with the final stage you're aiming. And then how much is the split is giving to you. Another thing that I've mentioned before about payout is whether your payout is being deducted from your progression toward the next milestone. So it's whether you have to make that choice if you want to grow the account or you want to take the profit and leave off trading. So with the Fibers, we believe that if you are making effort and if you are doing extraordinary and you're making profits, you need to be eating from it. You need to benefit from it and get it. And as much as you show that you're giving outstanding performance, you will be receiving more capital regardless. So that's the thing about payout that you really need to understand and ask with whatever program you are looking at. So let's do a very quick simulation about how growth look and how it's compared from a retail or a self-funded account. And so you will get a better idea of what I'm saying when I'm talking about the hyper growth that I've been mentioning. So in this chart, we're seeing on red, it's a flat line that show how much percent you have to make in the market and what will it take you to what trading account size it will take you compared to how it would be with a program like ours. So at the beginning stage, if we take one program of ours, which we call the 40K, you will be assigned with a 10K account. And once you make 6%, that will give you the account of $40,000. So you start with a $10,000 account. You make 6%, which is $10,600. With the Fibers, you will be now owning $40,000 account, while in your retail account, you will be having $10,600. Then your milestone with the Fibers will be 10%. So you will be increasing your buying power accordingly. Everything goes proportionally. And then once you hit the 10% milestone with the Fibers compared to the 10% milestone with your retail account, in your retail account, you will be having $11,660, and with the Fibers, you will be trading $80,000. So that math will get you 10% up to $1.28 million. That once you hit that range of $1.28 million and making 10% in your retail for the very same performance, for the very same leverage, for the very same trades, you will be having an account of $18,778, while with the Fibers, you have $1,280,000. That's for the comparison for the same progression. This is the hyper growth that we're talking about, because you are receiving more and more capital from a fund that can supply that for you. Their money is waiting for you to be invested as long as you see that you are consistent trader. So let's see the same thing, but if you withdraw your profit, and remember that because in our program, when you withdraw or in any other funding program, when you are withdrawing, you are not withdrawing from it's not being deducted from your growth, from growing your account. So with the same thing, because of the buying power increases, if you're just taking 50% of the profit, like we take on the Fibers, you receive just 50%. At every stage, this is where you'd be earning at milestone. So on your retail account, at the very first level, if we earn $600, you would have $600 and you can take all of it. And then for every 10%, you can make $1,000 for every 10% and then take it and live from it. But with the Fibers, because we keep it for you, then and it's not being considered for your milestones targets, then you will be earning more and more and more and more for the very same effort, okay? Up to $64,000 per a single milestone for 10% profit while being paid, okay? So if you're going to look at how much you were accumulating in profits. Same thing. It's the 300 plus the 2000 again. That will bring you all the way once you make the highest level in our program. That will be $126,000, while in your retail account you are earning $6,600. So this is what I'm talking about, hypergrowth, which is the huge benefit of trading for a fund rather than for your own. And of course, while you're trading for a funded account program, you are not exclusive to that fund, because you're working from home, you are allowed to trade for whatever. You can copy your trades elsewhere, you can send sell signals, you can leverage your performance with many other platforms. Many of our traders are also trading other programs in parallel. They're trading their own funded retail accounts. They are managing accounts for their family, their friends, themselves. Some of them sell education. Some of them sell signals. They can do anything while they're doing it, because the hard job is just to analyze and make the right trade. So why not share it, copy it elsewhere if it gives you the benefit? So trading for a program like a funded trading program is not restricting you from doing anything else. So that doesn't come on the expense of a retail. You can have both. If you just buy the right software that will copy this, then it will also even save you some clicks on the computer. So that's about the growth. So when you do have the skill for trading, do you still want to just compound your account? You're a consistent trader. Why just settle for compounding while you can have the hyper growth? So that's it from me. I'm just done even 2 minutes before my queue, which is 45 minutes. If you do have any questions, so we have a few moments to answer. If not, I really thank you.
Gil, you actually have until 55 minutes after, so you have another 12 minutes or so if you want to keep going.
Okay.
Or if you...
Perfect. So I don't know, am I allowed to tell some things about our fund, or do you want it to keep it neutral?
Oh, yeah, you can go ahead and talk about whatever you want.
Okay, because this Monday, we are just on the verge of a very exciting times for us. This Monday, we are about to launch new programs, and I'll tell you a little bit about them. In the past 5 years that we are in, we were aiming to a low-risk trade only. We were looking in our agenda in the way that we are trading ourselves. We were looking for low-risk traders that trade in a very calm way and patient. But then we realized that a lot of traders didn't come to us because they were asking for more extreme guidelines. They wanted more freestyle environment. So starting this Monday, we are opening new programs, and we're doing some adjustment to our low-risk programs so they can live together and be symbiotic to each other and to comply, to have full compliance with each other. So we are going to actually have, if you know our programs, the low-risk programs will stay the way they are, but we will remove all the enforcement side from our risk management. Instead of giving you warnings about risk violations, we will just let you trade your own way. And if you decide not to take the risk guidelines, the risk management guidelines that we are offering, you would just automatically going to move into the aggressive mode of our program, which will be launched next Monday. This the both program have the same capital, initial capital, the same growth steps, double every milestone, but different milestone for aggressive, which is a little bit higher because they can trade with no stop loss, with higher leverage and everything. So the main news for you guys is now that starting Monday, we are stopping to enforce risk violation. Instead, it will be your duty to decide what style you want to trade. And if you don't take our suggestions for risk management, then you will be automatically moved to the aggressive mode where you can have higher leverage and you can trade as much as freestyle as you want. The same stop out level will be maintained because you're trading with higher size. Your milestone will be slightly bigger, but this is the big news that is about to come out from our program. We have an outstanding growth program that very few companies can actually imitate. And so you will have all the benefits of being trading aggressive, freestyle, whatever you want, and having the benefit of this extraordinary growth plan that only us offer at this time. But again, you really have to be a forex trader and a consistent one. But even if you're not, the cost here is not that high for you to try out. So if you want to consider this, feel free to hop into our website, thefivers.com. All the information is out there. Starting Monday, we're launching these new exciting programs that we think are going to rock the industry once again. So that's all for me. I see no questions so far. So I'm giving you back the broadcast. David, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Gil. Great presentation. So thanks for being here and being our opening presentation for today.
Thank you. Like always, we are all happy to present with your programs. They are really exciting and enlightening. So we're very, very proud to be part of this. Thank you.
Thanks, Gil.